where Mac had danced in his own space with her, but not touching her the entire time, Jonathan's hands never left her body as he moved her with him, against him. The dance floor was packed, and he'd shifted them to the middle so no one gawked, but this was down and dirty dancing. She took Mac at his word, though, and had fun with it. Bethany had been right about Jonathan's muscles. He was wiry and strong, and he moved like a cat, all smooth and graceful, with a coiled power he carefully controlled. When a slow song finally played, Jonathan pulled her to him, and she soon discovered he kissed as well as he danced. She also realized things were getting too hot and heavy for the dance floor and tried to pull back with a laugh. "No, Bethany," Jonathan said, his mouth to her ear. "Mac wants to see us kiss. Do you know how hard he's got to be right now watching this?" His lips wrapped around the cartilage of her ear. His teeth bit with enough pressure to hold, and his tongue caressed the edge. Bethany shivered, her skin erupted in goosebumps, and her clit throbbed as she leaned into him and moaned. "That's it," Jonathan practically purred into her ear. "Ranger's gonna come dance with you now. Let you get to know all of us one-on-one before we hit you up three-on-one." Jonathan literally handed her to Ranger as he stepped away, and Bethany's world imploded when one of Ranger's arms went around the small of her back, his fingers went into her hair, and his hand cradled her head, and his lips took her, owned her, possessed her. The music faded, the people around them disappeared, and nothing existed except Ranger's arms, his lips, his tongue. He kissed her with a sensual passion, as if she were the only woman on the planet. Her arms already around him, she stroked his back through his super soft shirt and traced his muscles with her fingers. He was pure heat and sensation, and her body pressed closer. Time ceased to exist, but the magic spell broke when someone bumped into them. Bethany was embarrassed to realize a fast song was now playing, and they'd just been standing there, kissing.